I think we're joined now by Wendy Goldsmith. Are you there, Wendy?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Wendy. Nice to talk to you. I was just saying that this is something really exciting and new. You announced on Women's Day, International Women's Day. Tell us about the concept and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, thank you. First of all, the Freedom Flotilla Coalition has been sending ships to Gaza to break the illegal blockade of Gaza since 2010. This time we decided it was important to highlight the role of women in the struggle in both in Palestine and also internationally. So we've decided that this time we're going to send ships that are going to be crewed by women only, and also the passengers will be women only. And in doing so, we hope to make sure that we're showing solidarity with women in Gaza and highlighting the role that they have in the resistance that is going on today.
Mm-hmm. I notice you're endorsed by quite a list of organizations, Women's Affairs Center of Gaza, the Coalition of Women for Peace of Israel, the Forum of Political Feminists in Spain. Who are some, and I guess, and Code Pink is quite well known here in Canada. Are representatives of those organizations you expect to be aboard, or you have an idea sort of what you're looking for to amongst passengers?
Well, first of all, yes, we do have a great list of endorsers, and we're really excited to be working with women's organizations within Gaza who are very excited about this project. And on International Women's Day, when we launched the project, there were all kinds of events happening in Gaza, in particular in Gaza City, where, you know, they announced that this project was happening. In terms of delegates, we have a coalition of 8 projects. Mm-hmm. And we're in the process of selecting potential delegates. So from each country that's involved, we're looking for noteworthy women, whether it be in politics, in the arts, in writing, mm-hmm. for example, and also activists and journalists. So that's mm-hmm. who we're looking to put on board.
Mm-hmm. This is Wendy Goldsmith, and it's womensboattogaza.org. What about the women of Gaza? Is there like a direct communication with them? What is the circumstances there that you hope to highlight?
Well, the circumstances there are quite dire. The UN just put out a recent report saying that by 2020, they expect Gaza will be uninhabitable, and that's a direct result of the attacks and assaults that Israel has bombarded Gaza with over the years, and Gaza has not had an opportunity to rebuild. But what we do know is that Gaza, and women in particular in Gaza, are resilient and are the backbone of society, and have learned how to, in the face of the fact that their husbands are being murdered and imprisoned daily, they still raise their kids and take them to school and try to help move forward in the peace process. So mm-hmm. so we really want to support that and make sure that the world knows what the situation is in Gaza.
Yeah. Now, by the way, I think in your text it says the blockade itself is illegal, right?
That's right. Yes.
And yet it's so hard to garner any sympathy, or I shouldn't say any. There's plenty of sympathy, but it's very hard, and certainly with our reigning political parties, to get them even to think about this.
Well, it's true, and partially I blame the media for that. You know, I think mainstream media has an agenda that is not sympathetic to the humanitarian struggle and plight, and paints Israel in a light that's not accurate, and that's what a lot of us, especially in North America, that's what we're brought up to believe, you know. I remember when I was a kid, actually, understanding that the Middle East, quote-unquote, was an area that was in trouble all the time, and, you know, it was none of our business. That kind of, that's the message that I grew up with, and, mm-hmm. and really, frankly, that hasn't changed very much. So mm-hmm. I think it's really important that projects such as ours highlight the truth.
Yeah. By the way, certainly that's true. I think North American culture seems to be the last to be getting the message here. But your ship will be traveling in the Mediterranean, where you will garner quite a bit of support. Your intention is to stop at some ports, right?
That's right. Yeah, we'll leave mid-September from a port in the Mediterranean that has yet to be determined, and we'll stop along the way, and we'll connect with organizations. Part of our mission is to educate. We hope ultimately to end the blockade, to break the blockade. However, a big part of our goal is to raise awareness and educate people along the way as well.
So I've seen photographs. By the way, the sites are great, and I like the symbol that has been designed for Women's Day, both the guys. But when I go to the sites, I see great photographs of people greeting the ships from the previous attempts, and with the performers joining in and big crowds. It's really quite touching.
Yeah, and when you think about it, I mean, Gaza really is the world's largest open-air prison. People are not allowed to come and go as they please, and so the idea of a ship coming to them with people from around the world who understand their plight, I mean, that's very exciting for them and also for other people around the world who share our mission.
Mm-hmm. So could you tell us again, where should they go for more information, and how can anybody who wants to nominate someone or nominate themselves to be part of this, what should they do?
Well, in Canada, please go to CanadaBoatGaza.org, and for more information about the other campaigns that are involved, you can go to FreedomFlotilla.org. Mm-hmm. And there you'll find lots of information about how you can get involved and how you can donate. A big part of our push right now is to fundraise for this project. Mm-hmm. So,
by the way, how's it looking at this point? Is there interest being taken?
There's lots of interest all the time, yes. And yeah. And as you said, people are interested that this is a woman-to-woman project. That's not to say that men aren't involved. There are men involved in all of our campaigns, but the focus on women has been
I like the idea of women's crew, an all-women's crew.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, as you mentioned, it's hard to get journalists involved, but I think they'll have to be interested in that.
I hope so. And it really puts a different focus on how we're organizing and moving forward, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Wendy Goldsmith, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much. We look forward to the success of your mission, and I hope we can check back with you as this unfolds.
Thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you again.
Okie doke. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Wendy Goldsmith, and the site is womensboattogaza.org. And, of course, if you've been listening to Taylor Report, you've followed the Canada boat to Gaza over the period, and sometime here soon, I think we'll want to talk to David Heap, who's been one of the chief inspirers of these missions and has been on them. And together with his colleagues, they've really been very strong over the years. And I know they're involved with this mission, so we want to get his take on it as well. If I had the power to do it, I would urge David Heap to run for leadership of the NDP. He's the type of guy who might actually save the party in terms of self-respect and clarity and true commitment to principles such as the ending of the blockade of Gaza and a fair and even-handed approach to the Middle East. And I suspect David would even talk about socialism, just like his father did. And I'm happy, by the way, to say that I've finally reached a point in my life where I'm no longer calling him Dan. But I do remember Dan, who was a good friend. And again, that's Women's Boat to Gaza. It's going to have an all-women's crew. And they're supported by such organization as Code Pink and Women Affairs Center Gaza, and the Coalition of Women for Peace in Israel. So it's a great cause.